أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يونس لمن المرسلين إذ أبق إلى الفلك المشحون فساهم فكان من المدحضين فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وذا فصل of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Tonight being the 22nd night of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq and the ability wherein we completed the 23rd juz of the Quran. There were four surahs that we recited in the 23rd para. Tonight we continued with the recitation of Surah Yasin. Thereafter we began Surah Safat. Thereafter Surah Sad. And we concluded with the recitation of Surah Zumar. In Surah Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the beginning of Surah Safat, Allah Ta'ala mentions the condition on the day of Qiyamah and the debating that will take place between the inmates of Jahannam and those whom Allah Ta'ala protected and saved from Jannat, and they will enjoy from Jahannam and they will enjoy the bounties of Jannat. They will now begin conversing with each other, and they will also have like a sort of an argument between them. After mentioning these debates that take place, thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions various incidents of various Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Amongst them, Allah Ta'ala mentions the complete incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salam, of Lut alayhi salam, Ilyas alayhi salam, and thereafter of Yunus alayhi salam. So we discussed the other Anbiya in the previous night's Tarawih. We'll discuss a little bit about Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Now, as we had mentioned previously, it was a system of the Nabi wherein is to call the people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should invite them towards the truth. And some accepted, some rejected. And when the people used to reject the truth, then the Nabi used to warn them that accept it or a time is going to come when Allah ta'ala will destroy you. So this was the nation of Yunus alayhi salam. He also warned them that accept the truth or Allah Ta'ala is going to destroy you on account of your disbelief. So they saw the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming. But before the punishment of Allah Ta'ala came, Yunus alayhi salam left the people. And after he left the people realized that this is the punishment of Allah Ta'ala coming. Allah Ta'ala did not wish to destroy them. Allah Ta'ala had desired hidayat for them. So this entire nation accepted Islam after Yunus alayhi salam had departed. Yunus alayhi salam fled to the seashore, and thereafter he boarded a ship. And as the ship was sailing, it all of a sudden stopped moving. Quran mentions, إِذْ أَبَقْ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَدِينَ فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. So the ship now stopped moving, and it was in the past they used to discuss like this, that if any slave fled from its master and boarded a ship or a vessel, then because of the curse upon the slave, the vessel will now stop moving. So Yunus alayhi salam also saw that other vessels are moving, but this vessel is not moving. So now they decided to check up now who is the slave that has fled. So Yunus alayhi salam goes forward and tells him that I am the one that has fled. They told him that you are a Nabi of Allah. You are not a slave. And it has to be someone else that fled. But Yunus alayhi salam insisted that he was the one. And he said that he has fled from his people. So he is the one that the curse is falling upon. And that is the reason why the ship is not moving. So thereafter they decided that they will draw lots. The system of drawing lots was they will take arrows, they will mark it, and they will throw it into the ocean. And if anyone's arrow floated, it will be that person who has fled. So thereafter they drew lots, and on three occasions, the arrow of Yunus alayhi salam surfaced. So the people of the ship were left with no choice. They took Nabi Yunus alayhi salam and they threw him overboard. It was the taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala wanted to protect him and save him. So Quran mentions, فَلْتَقُمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ, that a large fish devoured him and he was regretful. It was the hukam of Allah Ta'ala that his fish devoured him without biting him. And he rested in the belly of that fish. Allah Ta'ala mentions that فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Had he not been from amongst those that glorified the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions the praises of Yunus alayhi salam, that La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. This was the dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the zikr of Yunus alayhi salam, where he glorified the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the zikr that we should also recite in our duas, that La ilaha illa anta subhanak, O Allah, there is no deity besides you. O Allah, you are pure. Inna kunna min al-zalimin. O Allah, verily we are from amongst the wrongdoers, we are from the oppressors. And our wrongdoing is that we have sinned and we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and broken the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Brothers, you try and learn this dua inshallah. So Allah ta'ala kept him in the belly of that fish, and thereafter Allah ta'ala had planned it such that this fish now spat him out onto the seashore. Yunus alayhi salam now was on the seashore. Allah Ta'ala protected him. فَالْتَقَمَ الْحُوتُ وَهُمُنِينَ فَلَوْ لَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ لَا يُمْ بِبَعْثُونَ فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that we caused a plant to grow over him whilst he was sick. Mufassirin mentioned that whilst he stayed in that belly of that fish, it caused him to become sick, and also it caused him to become very, very exhausted. So Allah Ta'ala protected him and Allah Ta'ala saved him. A plant grew over him and sheltered him. A small goat used to come and used to feed him milk. And like that, Allah Ta'ala saved Yunus alayhi salam. And after this entire incident took place, thereafter Allah Ta'ala returned Yunus alayhi salam to his people. This was the people of Ninawa. فَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. After Yunus alayhi salam returned to the people, it was 100,000 people or even more than that. And the entire nation, now they were waiting for the arrival of Yunus alayhi salam, and they brought iman. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that we gave them respite for a while because of them accepting the truth. Thereafter in Surah Sad, Allah Ta'ala also mentioned incidents of various Anbiya alayhi salam. Amongst them, again we mentioned regarding Dawud alayhi salam. We mentioned regarding Sulaiman alayhi salam and the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam and the vast treasures that Allah Ta'ala blessed Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. And thereafter, towards the ending, Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding Ayyub alayhi salam. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوب إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِرُسْبِي وَعَذَابِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that remember our banda, our slave Ayyub alayhi salam. When he called out to Allah Ta'ala, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala that verily shaitan has afflicted me with hardships and difficulties and punishment. So the incident of Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala had tested Ayyub alayhi salam with a lot of difficulty and hardship. So much so, Ayyub alayhi salam had wives, he had many children, and he had belongings, and all this, he lost it because of illness. Mufassirin mentioned that 7 years and a few months, he was very, very ill. As a result, he moved out of town, people deserted him, should not go near him, his children also passed away. And only one wife remained with him, whose name was Rahma. So after years of difficulty, after years of hardship, Allah Ta'ala mentions thereafter that we commanded Ayyub alayhi salam, Urkud bi rijlik, hadha mukhtasalum baridu wa sharab. They take you with your leg and strike the ground. After he struck the ground, Allah Ta'ala caused water to come, to gush forth from the ground, and this Ayyub alayhi salam bathed in this water, and it was a means of a cure for him. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala makes mention of another incident that happened while Ayyub alayhi salam was sick. That وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ذِخْذًا فَضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ إِنَّا وَجَدَنَاهُ صَابِرًا. That take 1,000 straws and strike your wife. So the incident behind it was that while Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam was extremely ill, Shaitan came in the form of a doctor, and he gave her a medicine and told her that go and give your husband this medicine, he will be cured with his illness, and after he is cured, do not attribute the curing to anyone besides me. You must see that, acknowledge the fact that I gave you this medication, that cured your husband. So she accepted it. So she took this medicine to Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam dispersed of it and he became very, very angry. And he said that this is not any doctor, this is shaitan. And I place my trust and my reliance solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he took a vow also that I will beat you with a thousand times when I am better. So Allah ta'ala thereafter inspired upon Ayyub alayhi salam that you still have that vow that you have to take, but do not beat your wife. Rather take 1,000 straws and lightly touch her and let that your vow will be fulfilled. Mufassirin mentioned that this was the khasiyat of Ayyub alayhi salam. It cannot be brought into any vows that a person takes. And also we should not use this incident as a justification for beating or for punishing a person's spouse physically. May Allah protect us all. Now we'll go back to Surah Yasin, which we had began in the beginning. In Surah Yasin, there are many, many incidents also that are recorded and many lessons to be derived. Allah Ta'ala means mention of the incident of a person. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. There were Anbiya at the time that were calling towards the people. People refused to accept. And thereafter this man from the far off town came and he told them that, why are you not accepting the message? And thereafter the people killed him. Thereafter in Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the various signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. A sign for you in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the changing of the day and the night. A sign for you is the ground, the earth, how Allah ta'ala brings forth from it vegetation and crops. A sign for you also is how your ships traverse upon the ocean. Allah ta'ala carries it upon the ocean, it does not sink. Large, huge vessel. This is also for us to ponder and reflect. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah ta'ala makes mention of the condition of the people that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. That on the one hand you get the people of Jannat. Inna ashab al jannati al yawma fi shughlin faqihun. We make dua to Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst them. Inna ashab al jannati al yawma fi shughlin faqihun. Hum wa azwajuhum fi zilalin ala al ara'ik muttaki'un. Lahum fiha faqihatun wa lahum ma yadda'un. That the people of Jannat, they will enjoy all the bounties, all the ni'mas of Jannat, eternal bliss forever and ever. There is no end to it. They will have abundant type of food and fruit. And Allah Ta'ala mentions, لَهُمْ فِيَا فَاكَتُ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. Call what you want. Ask for anything. In Jannat, it will be brought and it will give it to you. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ. We can go on describing about Jannat, but this ayat sums it up. That whatever your eye takes enjoyment from, you will enjoy it. You will get it and you will enjoy it. Whatever your heart desires, وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسُ. Whatever your heart desires, it will be in Jannat. Wish for whatever you want and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you in Jannat. May Allah bless us with this great bounty and this great ni'mat. And thereafter Allah ta'ala talks about what is going to take place with regards to the Jahannam is thereafter. After Allah ta'ala mentions Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim, then a caller will call out. On the day of Qiyamah, a caller will call out, Wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun. May Allah save us. That now separate yourselves, O criminals, separate yourselves. On the one hand is those that are going to go to Jannat, and on the other hand is those that are destined and bound for Jahannam. It will be said now that separate yourselves, separate. On the one side the Jannatis will go, and on the other side the Jahannamis will go. And thereafter it will be called out to them, Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam, Allah ta'budu shaitan, innahu lakum aduhum mubin. Did he not warn you? Do not become a slave of your desires. Do not follow shaitan. He is an open enemy of you. وَنِعْبُدُونِي. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ اسْلُوهَا الْيَوْمَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. That this is Jahannam that you were instructed and you were warned about. Now taste, enter it. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That day you cannot deny anything. There will be no denying. Why? On that day, a seal will be placed on a person's lips and his hands will now begin testifying. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. His feet will also testify against what he did. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala save us. And he will have no say in the matter. They will now begin they will now be a witness against him, and they will testify against him. Friends and elders, these are ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. These eyes are a ni'mat, these hands are a ni'mat, these feet are a ni'mat. It is upon us to use it in the right way. And if we use it in the right way, they will be a witness for us, not against us. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala use this Mubarak, bless us with this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and bless us with Jannat in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And may Allah Ta'ala pass judgment that we will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.